It's the weekend. You can do anything you want. Volunteer at a homeless shelter. Work on a peace plan for the Middle East. Invent something truly useful like a machine that solves climate change while also picking up after your dog. But no, you've decided to spend your precious time on Earth listening to a bunch of white men talk over the top of each other. The world may be burning, but this is your me time. Welcome to Radio Chaser Platinum Edition.
Time for another Platinum Edition of Radio Chaser. We like to think of it as the best of the best bits of the show, all wrapped up with a tiny little bow on it. Coming up today, there's been another egging. We're going to tick that one off the box. Also, bizarre food facts, going to talk about that. And what would happen if you combine the Star Wars franchise with the Liberal Party? Well, strap yourself in, because it's coming up soon on the Platinum Edition of Radio Chaser.
Radio Chaser, Platinum Edition.
May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, God.
It was an opportunity for all the witty dads around Australia to come out and be really witty.
For Star Wars Day. I always enjoy May the 4th till I remember that it's Star Wars Day.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the wittiest dad in Australia, Scott Morrison, got his election campaign team to put out what has to be possibly the lamest ever political ad in Australia's history. And this is a country that has Bill Shorten as one of its leaders. So it was an extraordinarily lame thing. They got the body of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then they photoshopped badly Scott Morrison's head onto the top.
Unusually slim, didn't he?
Yeah, that little graphic. Yeah, certainly. it had the title, "The Economy is Strong with This One."
Oh, it's not good.
Oh, it's so not that good. It made me miss Jar Jar Binks for the first time ever in a Star Wars related item.
But it also made me love trolling. It was the first time in my life that I just went, thank God, Twitter and Facebook, that you have a pile on,
That's not trolling, yeah. Charles. That's just fair comment. Yeah, well, right, pile exactly. on that meme was yeah. just fair.
One of my friends said, actually, I think you've got millennials. You think that millennials want this stuff to vote for you.
Yeah.
They don't. Just stop.
Yeah.
So let's hope they do.
Well, they haven't. In fact, they're doubling down on it, and they've released this trailer featuring the Prime Minister.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away from sanity.
People of the Rebel Alliance, I give you our new leader.
Hi, I'm Scott Morrison.
A new Jedi.
Use the Force, Morrison.
I'm not going to use the Force, Yoda. I'm going to have a go. Because if you have a go, you get a go. There is a fair go for people who have
of all Jedi, the most annoying you are.
A new agenda.
Stormtroopers, Mr. Morrison, will be sent to the spice mines of Kessel.
No. Under my government, there will be only coal mines on Kessel.
Fighting to bring coal to the galaxy.
You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
No, Han. But under Labour, you'll be forced to replace your Millennium Falcon with an electric vehicle.
Traditional values to the Empire.
I am your father.
That's okay, Dad. As long as you're not in a same-sex relationship.
Star Wars, The Rise of Morrison.
If you thought The Phantom Menace was lame.
Radio Chaser, Platinum Edition.
Tell you what, I am hungover a hungover person.
Yeah, you look a little hungover.
Andrew should be too. He was there with me.
Oh, look, yeah. I hold up a bit. I've got more staying power than you after an election leaders debate.
Yeah. We went to the after party.
Oh,
it's Scott Morrison's house.
I've heard that goes off.
It's insane.
I mean, it is insane. Because the thing is, they're really excited during the debate. I mean, especially this was the one in Canberra at the National Press Club.
It's the most exciting of all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Because there were no ordinary people there. It was just journalists and just one journalist asking all the questions. Ah, nail-biting. Yeah. So it was just like, it's like seeing Akadaka live, basically.
So what's the after party like? Is it like the Met Gala after party? Is it drugs and rock and roll and people, you know, throwing TVs out of hotel windows? Paint a scene.
Well, this is the thing. What happens is everyone comes. So it's not just the Libs. It's the Labor Party and the Country Party, One Nation. But worst of all, the Nats, the National Party. Right. and they're just cracking on to all the staffers. Yeah. I mean, it's just,
A lot of pregnancies resulting. Very, very expensive bottled water they bring too.
But what I've found, I mean, you don't need an invite to the actual after party to still enjoy it. I mean, it's, you know, people talk about, you know, Easter, Anzac Day, where Australians love to go to a pub and really get on it.
Yeah.
The pubs in my suburb last night after the debate, people were doing shots. I mean, it's like New Year's Eve, isn't it? I mean, we've got election fever in this country.
And instead of doing two up, you just play no up. No one wins. Anyway, we got a bit of a snippet of what went down at his party last night.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for inviting us over to your house tonight. Hey, someone said there was a list of drugs that you had available at this party.
Our government has listed 130 drugs.
130? Jeez. Well, that should be quite a night, mate. Here, I brought a board game, Snakes and Ladders. Here you go, Scott. Well, you can start on the bottom line.
The bottom line is the worst of all possible outcomes.
Yeah, I know, but that's where you have to start. That's the game. And if you hit a snake, that's where you return to.
I can never return to that.
Yes, you can. It's the rules, Scott. Look, just ask Bill Shorten.
But it's more than just the rules.
Yes, exactly. Sliding down snakes is the whole point of the game, Scott. Just, don't tell me you're one of these people who just invents rules to get the game over and done with.
I set about changing the rules to make sure it was over.
Ah, stuff this. Let's have a dance. Hey, Bill, have you ever had problems with your man boobs while dancing?
We've had to confront some issues.
Yes, I can imagine. Okay, look, everyone, let's get into a conga line. Come on, this will be fun. Come on, everyone behind Morrison.
And so I've said to my party, this is the direction I'm heading in, and I'm asking you to join me, and they have.
I know, Scott, it's a conga line.
I will lead as I always have. From the middle.
No, no, Morrison. No, that's a terrible idea. Everyone's getting confused. We don't know where we are.
Oh, we've smashed his vase. Oh, he's going to make me pay for this, isn't he?
There's always a bill to pay him at the end.
Let's get out of here. See you, Scott.
Well, thank you very much, Sabra.
My name is Charles.
Radio Chaser, Platinum Edition.
Charles just told us that every fig you eat has a dead wasp in it, so they can't possibly be vegan. That's a fascinating... I'm not entirely sure if I believe him, Andrew, but I'm going to take it on trust.
Well,
it's a fact.
Speaking of that, Dommy, I just looked it up on BBC. Who do you trust, Charles or BBC? And the BBC says the crunchy bits are seeds, not wasp parts. The fig digests the wasp with an enzyme. Anyway, let's assume it's a fact, even though it came out of Charles's mouth.
Let's pretend you didn't just find that out. Because
it did also say that they contain a whole lot of wasps, doesn't it?
It does actually swallow the wasp, but then the wasp is not there by the time you eat the fig.
The point being, we're looking for a whole bunch more facts about food, trivia, interesting things you found out, and whether they're true or not, because there's lots of things out there that are kind of a bizarre fact that people like to bring out at dinner parties. Did you know that the red food colouring carmine, which you find in Skittles and other candies and so on, is made from boiled cochineal bugs? Type of beetle? Yeah. So you have a red Skittle.
It's just not great for vegans. Vegans can't eat anything red.
It's no fun being vegan.
No red meat, no red Skittles.
133353 if you've got a food fact that you can tell us, and we'll see if we believe you or not.
What about this one? What family do you think cherries belong to? Do you think they're berries?
Fruit? I don't know, but do they have dead wasps in them? Or?
No, shut up.
What family do they belong to?
Daily Cherry Evans?
What do you think they are? Berry, a fruit, a vegetable? What do you reckon?
Are they a fruit? They've got a stone in them.
They've got a stone.
Fruit
what
are they? They're a rose.
Are they a rose?
They're a rose.
It's funny you should say that, because there's the top of nut that's not even a nut.
Oh, yeah.
I know a cherry's not a fruit, right?
Yeah.
You know peanuts?
Yeah.
Peanuts are not a nut.
What? What are they?
They're a type of pea. They're not a nut, but are a pea. They should really just be called peas.
That would make sense. Did you know that apparently you can use coconut water instead of blood plasma if you're ever stuck if you need some blood plasma for an infusion? Apparently coconut water works, but if you want a refreshing rehydration drink, I probably wouldn't drink blood plasma.
Well, I got another one, which is that eggplants are fruits, and that actually they're classified as berries. They're just the largest berry in the berry family.
Eggplant is a berry. See, nothing we think is a fruit or a berry or a nut is.
No.
Because here's another, I've got another nut example for you, Charles.
Yeah.
A pine nut. That's not a nut.
What's that? No.
Give you another one. A walnut. A walnut's not a nut.
What are they?
A walnut is a drupe. It's a droop, which is the same thing. I'm serious. It's a it's the same thing as a coconut.
Next, you're going to be telling me, yeah, that a coconut nut is not a nut.
It's not a coconut
next,
nut.
Next, if you
is
eat too much, you get very fat.
Next, you're just going to tell me that Bob Catter's not a total nut. Radio Chaser, Platinum Edition. Now, I'm sorry to have to mention the election, Charles and Andrew, but don't worry. Something interesting has finally happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello.
For the first time in this entire campaign, something interesting has happened. Somebody tried to egg Prime Minister Scott Morrison. He was at a CWA event. I don't know if they were trying to break the egg to use it in a cake or something, but the egg did not break.
So CWA is Country Women's
Country
Association.
Women, yeah, they love Lamingtons and stuff. Right. But no, this person was a 25-year-old woman, was trying to egg Morrison and stuffed it up. The egg bounced off him.
What?
How is this possible? How can you stuff up an egging?
You've got to have a thick skin when you're a politician, Tom. And I think it was a real mistake of the protester to hard-boil the egg first.
Yeah. Well, is that what happened, or did you use one of those Daryl Lee Easter eggs that's full of nougat? Because they bounce quite nicely off a Prime Minister's
that would
head.
Work. She probably, if it was the Country Women's Association, she probably used one of those Pavlova eggs.
Yes.
You know, the plastic things?
Yeah. And apparently she was trying to protest asylum seeker policy, because it's always easy to make a sophisticated, complicated point when you're cracking an egg on someone.
And what was the point, that the government should stop being violent towards asylum seekers?
I don't know, or give them more eggs or something?
Yeah.
But that's good. No, I think it's a fair way to make a point. In fact, I'd like to see, you know, those sort of ABC panel shows like Q&A and The Drum, I'd like to see them just replaced, instead of all that sort of chin wagging and talk, just a whole lot of cracking eggs over each other's heads for half an hour.
Yeah, it should be like Nickelodeon.
Much more entertaining.
A bucket of slime above all of their heads.
Yeah.
Whenever they say anything boring, the
they'd
bucket
be like,
comes
it,
down.
It'd be like, you know, well, this is what I think of childcare. Splat. Well, this is what I think of the hospitals. Splat.
Well,
this is what I think about high-speed rail. Splat.
My favourite thing about this woman, though, the egg lady, was that where she tried to hide from the media, she walked into a police station. I think she's now helping with her inquiry. But look, she's not the only one who's been involved in a prank. Someone put a book outside Tony Abbott's electorate office. It had the word unpopular written on the cover. And when you opened it up, it was hollowed out, and there was a poo inside. Somebody actually gave Tony Abbott a poo in a book.
Right. So, I mean, I heard that Tony Abbott has released his own book full of shite. Was it just a copy of that? Or?
Well, it was actually in his book, Battle Lines. I think it's the most positive review it's ever received.
Radio Chaser, Platinum Edition. This whole egg thing that we were talking about, you know, somebody's just tried to egg Scott Morrison. Then we had Egg Boy, you know, a couple of weeks ago doing the Nazi guy. You know, like everyone seems to be just buying eggs to egg their opponents. Like that's the only reason that you buy an egg nowadays.
Egg sales have gone through the roof from what I understand.
Extraordinary. Anyway, I tried to buy an egg myself this morning and this is what happened.
Hello, I'd like to buy a dozen eggs, please.
Hey, you've come to the right place. These country eggs are great for smashing on white supremacists. All these jumbo free-range eggs smash well on white nationalists.
No, I don't want them for that.
Oh, you're wanting them to smash on Scott Morrison? Well, you can't go past these discount cage eggs. Very prime ministerial.
No, I want to eat them.
Sorry, what? You mean like after you've smashed them over someone, you want to scrape it off and eat the remains?
No. I just want to crack the egg into a pan, cook it, and then eat it.
Excuse me, sir. Roger, come in here, quick.
What's up?
This gentleman says he wants to buy an egg and then eat it.
No. You can't trust someone who wants to buy an egg to not smash over the head of someone. Don't sell him anything. He's a nutter.
I'm not a nutter. I just want to buy an egg and eat it.
Oh, look, yeah, no, he looks harmless enough. Here you go, sir.
Thanks. Now, I'll just take one out of the box and...
Oi! Oh, you just smashed an egg over me. What was that for?
I'm a vegan, and I'm protesting against the selling of eggs.
Oh. Well, at least he isn't a nutter. Radio Chaser,
Platinum Edition. Such happy news out of the UK, Andrew Hanson. You love a royal baby, don't you?
Don't I? I do, Tommy. I love it when royal babies arrive. It really makes my day.
Oh, sorry. Can somebody update me? Has somebody had a baby or something?
Yeah, someone's had a baby, Charles. Yes.
Right.
Now, have you heard of Prince Harry, right?
Prince Harry.
You might recognise him from the Nazi uniform.
Yeah. Yes, the guy who gets naked all the time.
The nude guy, he gets naked all the time.
The weed guy.
Yes, well, he's managed to pop out of Sprog with the lovely Meghan Markle. The babies arrive, word is that he looks just like his father, which means he looks nothing like his father's father. I assume he's a very cute and adorable little royal sprog. I'm very excited. The news is excited. There are headlines. What the Daily Mail's celebrating by saying, home birth dream dashed. They've got a really positive story there. And of course, news.com.au, they're running with, this is true, Meghan and Harry's baby will get a second-rate title. Because apparently he's only going to be an earl. He's only going to be an earl.
No.
He's not a prince.
Earls are useless.
No. Well, anyway, look, the thing that interests me the most, though, is how a royal person actually gives birth. There's a whole set of really strict rules about how this happens, and this is how it goes down.
Giving birth to royal offspring is a ritual dating back as far as the Jurassic period, when most of the royal family's ideas originated. During the third trimester, the royal mother must anoint her genitals daily with truffled swan's giblets. When labour begins, the royal mother is dragged by a family of trained badgers to a secure private chamber. For her comfort, no one is permitted entry except for the Queen, Prince Philip, their children, their heirs, an assortment of dukes and earls, Elton John,
Handles,
and the entire band of the Coldstream Guards. The royal obstetrician then uses a pheasant shot in the morning hunt to gently slap the mother's buttocks in time with each contraction. If pain relief is required, the royal father is given a lovely cup of tea. When the baby's head emerges, it is pulled from the royal birth canal by a team of draft horses. The Queen then inspects the infant to ensure its suitability as an heir to the British throne. If it does not look German enough, it gets sent to an orphanage.
Radio Chaser, Platinum Edition.
Now, Andrew and Charles had a bit of a dilemma on the weekend. Went to a wedding. Really nice wedding in a little Catholic church there, and then a sort of heritage house. We had to work out whether to bring our one-year-old daughter, because she does not know how to behave at weddings or indeed any event at all.
Yes.
And I think it was kind of fine. I mean, she made
so what you did?
We did. We brought it.
Oh,
no,
you idiot. Oh, you moron.
You Look, ruined somebody's wedding. Oh.
There was one moment where she threw a book loudly on the floor of the church, like the marble floor that sort of echoed throughout the entire room. During the vows, there was that bit.
A horrible person.
But she didn't cry a lot. In fact, she laughed. She actually laughed quite a lot at a few inappropriate points. Like when they were making all these very serious vows to love one another forever, she was kind of just going, which was, I thought it was adorable, but I don't know if everyone else in the church agreed.
Yeah. Well, you're a genuinely selfish man, Dom.
You don't think you can bring babies to weddings?
No, they should definitely always be banned from weddings. Yes, that is. I mean, unless the bride and groom want you to bring them for some reason because they hate each other and they want a reason to divorce each other in a few years' time.
I mean, I've been to a few weddings with you, Charles, and I reckon my one-year-old daughter is probably more with it than you at the end of most weddings. Is that unfair, Andrew? Is that unfair?
That's true. I would actually, yeah. Now that you mention it, I'd probably have the reverse policy of actually banning people over the age of about 25 at weddings, or even over 20.
I do cry like a baby at weddings.
Oh, you're pathetic, Charles. Yeah. Yes, you cry more than a baby.
I cried at your wedding. I was sobbing.
What, was the food at mine catering that bad?
Didn't you propose to your wife at a wedding?
I did. That's also embarrassing. Yeah.
So isn't the rule here, don't invite Charles to your wedding?
Yes.
That's what I'm getting out of
it. This was supposed to be a pile-on of Dom's, turned into a pile-on on me.
Well, I was in tears at your wedding, Charles, because of that horrible suit that you wore. My God, you should have seen Charles wore a suit with some red in it. What did it have? A shot of red in it, which was a huge mistake. It looked like it had been through the wash.
It shimmered or something, didn't it? Didn't it just sort of shimmer like a...
It shimmered. It urinated all over our eyes. No, it was disgusting.
No, well, the thing is that usually my now wife, helps me choose my clothes so that I look all right. But I wasn't allowed to show her what my suit was going to look like.
I think, Charles, you really... That was a beautiful day. You had a very good wedding. It was very funny.
Mm.
And I just think when you finally sealed the deal and the celebrant said, I now declare you husband and wife, the sigh that all the women in the room just let out going, that suit is not going to have to be part of my life. It was very romantic. Well done, Charles.
Radio Chaser, Platinum Edition. Ah.
Now, Michelle's Patisserie, big national patisserie brand selling cakes and Lamington and things like that, they've been in a bit of trouble. Apparently, what they've been doing is extending the use-by dates on a few products. It's been a bit of a controversy, and they've since changed the policy and withdrawn some of these items from sale. But I think they were missing out on something. I think in an era where we're all trying to cut down on the amount of waste that we create, they could have marketed their stuff like this.
Fight the war on waste at Michelle's Patisserie, where our competitors would throw out a delicious baked item, we just keep on selling.
I'm Michelle, famous French baker from Bankstown, and in finest French tradition, I spit on your food safety regulations.
Fancy a black forest cake?
Try my black fungus cake.
Don't get a chocolate mud cake?
Try a chocolate mold cake.
And why buy a lemon meringue
when you can sample my lemon meringue?
We're all trying to live greener, so shop at Michelle's.
My sponge cakes are entirely green.
Michelle's Patisserie. If it's Michelle's,
it smells.
Radio Chaser. Platinum Edition.
Milk's in trouble, and it's in trouble with the Country Women's Association. Oh. They've decided, you know, yesterday they were being egged by protesters.
Well, were they being egged, or were they organising the egging? Because it was a woman who actually egged the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, wasn't it? Now, sure, she looked young, but don't tell me she's not a CWA member of the future. Yeah. She's very good around dairy products. She knows her way around an egg. She's got a scone in her repertoire. Oh, that's all I'm saying. I reckon they were in it. It can't be a coincidence that happened at a CWA meeting.
She didn't know her eggs. That's all. She didn't even know how to crack an egg.
That's because she hasn't done enough yards in the CWA.
That's where you get the training.
She's still on her training wheels.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
let her finish her letter. She's got to get the letters CWA after a name, like PhD or something. Look, anyway, these old ladies are very cross because they reckon dairy farmers are being hard done by, right? You've probably heard this coming from the dairy industry before. Yeah. They don't like almond milk and soy milk and those non-dairy milks using the word milk because milk, they say, comes out of a cow, right? And it's misleading customers. Now, the Country Women's Association agrees. They want to ban the word. This is true. They want to ban the word milk appearing on all those sort of almond milky type products. And they've even issued a formal statement hoping to end this confusion once and for all. Take a listen.
A message about milk from the Country Women's Association.
Almond milk, soy milk, oat milk, even soy milk. There are now so many types of milk, consumers are confused about milk. They're accidentally buying milk instead of milk, so milk farmers can't sell milk. Therefore, we want to ban the word milk from all bottles of milk, except for milk, which may continue to be called milk unless it contains milk. And by milk, I mean the milk that we don't want to call milk. There, that ought to clear things up.
Radio Chaser, Platinum Edition.
My sausage fests have been thrown into disarray because I'm a real McMuffin man. I like a bit of egg with my sausage. And you can't do that because all the eggs are being recalled because of a salmonella risk.
Yes. God, eggs. Yes. They have such bad press at the moment, eggs. What's wrong with them? They're on the Prime Minister's head now. They're being recalled. Yep.
People don't like brainy people called eggheads.
Can I ask a question? You're a bit of a medical buff, aren't you? You know about disease and everything.
I did no years of medical school, but
I've
certainly had a lot of diseases. Yeah. Does that qualify me?
But, like, if you egg someone with a recalled egg, does that increase the risk of disease, or is it just eating them? Like, you know what I mean? Like, could we just repurpose these recalled eggs?
Well, that's what I thought.
There's 2 million of them. There's probably about 2 million politicians roaming around Australia that need an egging.
I know. And can you imagine if Craig Rucastle was here, the waste of just letting these diseased eggs sit there dormant, doing nothing, going unused on the campaign trail? I agree. And to answer your question, no, I think you'd probably have to get it in the mouth.
Yes.
Probably shelled, poached, and inside the mouth to actually be poisoned. So a good egging just on the noggin should be fine.
And what it does is it increases the incentive for politicians to keep their mouths shut so they don't get the egg inside their mouth.
Win, win, win.
We've solved everything. We've solved the rest of the election campaign.
We have. But look, there is still a serious side to this recall. So, yeah, we are encouraging people not to touch their eggs at the moment. And to go along with this, I think the Egg Farm Association's just released a community announcement.
The Australian Consumer Regulator has issued a recall on the following product.
Hi, I represent the Egg Farmers of Australia.
It's come to our attention that some customers have been using our eggs improperly by eating them instead of cracking them over the balding head of some useless politician. So we've decided to recall the lot.
If you have purchased eggs and forgotten to crack them on the useless politician's balding head, please reinsert them into your nearest chicken.
Radio Chaser, Platinum Edition.